Well, what I'm going to share on tonight is simply called humbleness. And I am humbled by my Heavenly Father for the honor and for the privilege, for the peace in my heart to share His Word with you. So I hope and trust that you'll get a lot out of tonight's sharing. Maybe some of you can remember your mom or dad saying, "Eat all your vegetables, they will make you big and strong." Well, they may not have made us all 7 feet tall or Mr. or Mrs. Universe, they are part of a physically valuable and nutritious life. So, with God's menu, being humble doesn't mean weakness or worthless. Not at all. So let's enjoy some of the humble pie. I looked it up today in different resources, and I found this. It's the Latin word for humility, and it's hummus, not the kind you eat with a cracker or a chip. It's spelled H-U-M-U-S, one M, meaning earth. Humility literally means being grounded. That's where they get the earth. Humility is not to be viewed as a weakness or a sign of insecurity. Being of a humble heart is asking the Father for help and to say, "I can't do this alone, nor do I want to." I talk to the Father all day, and I always ask Him to please be involved. I don't want to go alone. And you know what? Because it's God and Christ in us, we don't. Where does our motivation point to? Does it point to, "It's all because of what I can do within my own strength"? This can be done subconsciously. Sometimes we aren't humble. And it's subconscious. We get in a groove where we're not looking to God or not being humble in our lives. So we have to try and catch this because it's a loving thing to be that way. Or is it, "God, it's your will I want to follow in Jesus Christ"? That would be the way to go. Now, I'm going to give you a mind picture I'll share with you. And maybe this will help you out. It's kind of in a humorous way, but still yet, we're talking about being humble. So, if the motor of our life is running rough, or it's missing, even backfiring, maybe it's because we're using too much pride. So to correct this, we need to drain all of this pride and ego and then fill up with humbleness. Then we will get more smiles to the mile. I would like to give us 5 things for us to ponder, to think about, okay? Let's start with 1. How vital to me is being humble? Ask ourselves that question. How vital to me is being humble? You get a lot of things done with that. Remember, sugar brings, vinegar deters. 2, what has Jesus Christ shown on being humble? We're going to stop here at 2 to see John chapter 5, verse 30. So if you can turn to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 5, and verse 30. A famous verse, but yet we need to read this. "I can of my own self do nothing." Really? Jesus Christ? Yeah, Jesus Christ. "As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is true, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me." So you see, even Jesus Christ, is saying that, you know what? I'm not going alone. I'm going to the Father for the best decisions to make. And He's shown us that throughout His Word. 3, do we live humbleness in our walk? Again, as we live day to day, what is our makeup? Are we arrogant? Are we, you know, the fountain of knowledge? No. We want to walk with humble hearts, with compassion, with the desire to help those around us. Just look and see what's around you so that we can help those who need help, including ourselves. Number four, I just mentioned this word, compassion. Compassion is hard if we don't have humility. Compassion is hard if we don't have humility. Humility is a springboard for many qualities that God wants us to have and to do. And number five, with all this, we cannot go through the motions just because we are called Christians. There are a lot of Christians out there that have that sign hanging in front of them. But to live and walk with humble hearts and the love of God is definitely where we need to be. Humility doesn't top the list of popular virtues these days. But if you're ever in need of help, a humble friend is more likely to be there for you than a prideful one. And that's so true. At work, during this time of the year, we get a bunch of what we call newbies. For those of you who don't remember, I work for the United States Postal Service at the main processing plant here in San Diego. So we get a lot of newbies. And being a safety captain, it's my responsibility to help them out. Now, I can do it because I'm supposed to, but I do it because I want to. I make sure that my heart is humble to them so that it invites them to ask me whatever is on their heart. I tell them that I was once where you were, and people were actually upset when I would reach out to them for help. So whatever I can help you with, please do not hesitate to stop me in the middle of whatever I'm doing, and I will lend a helping hand. And you know what? I get back smiles, and yes, they ask. So we want to make sure that we're there for people. Let's look at some of the words of wisdom from the God we call Father. Here's the truth. The first one, I would ask you to go to Proverbs 11:2. I'm going to read this one out of the Amplified. I think it was really neat. Proverbs 11:2. When swelling and pride come, then emptiness and shame come also. But with the humble, those who are lowly, who have been pruned or chiseled by trial and renounce self, are skillful and godly wisdom and soundness. I thought that was really, really neat, and it just opens it up a little bit more. Now, let's try Psalms 25:9. And I'm going to read this one. 29:5, I said. I'm going to read this one out of, bear with me, the NLT, 29:25:9, I should be saying. Mm-hmm. Psalms 29:5. 25:9, rather. Jeez. The meek will guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. That's what God wants us to open up to him with a meek heart. With a meek heart. God is able and willing to share with us the things he wants us to know. Question. Are you feeling down? Then if you're feeling down, let's look at James 4:10. James chapter 4 and verse 10. The first word here is humble. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. He shall lift us up. This is what God does. You know, Sometimes we cannot find ourselves going beyond what the world is at to knock us down, but God is always there to lift us up. But we want to approach Him with humble hearts. And to stand against such evil desires, look to what it says in James 4:6. James chapter 4 and verse 6. But He, God, giveth more grace. Wherefore He saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. It's very simple. It's not difficult to see what God desires from us. And so that's what we want to do. We want to approach Him saying, Father, I need You. I need You, Father. Your way is always the best way. Help me in this situation. Cause the victories to come from Your power, from Your love. Now, a story of where am I on the top 10 list of important people? ? For this, I'd like us to go to Matthew 18, and we're going to start in verse 1. And a really interesting record. It says, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Boy, they were jockeying for position. And Jesus called a little child unto Him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in My name, receiveth Me. Wow. What an example. What an example. God never says to clothe ourselves in tuxedos of pride, but to clothe ourselves with humility, as in 1 Peter 5, verses 5 and 6. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the what? Humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Your time is coming. God knows this. But in the meantime, we humble ourselves before Him. Remember, He's the very creator of the heavens and the earth. He's not a boss at work. He's not the president of the United States. No, He's the very creator. And why would we not humble ourselves before Him? And if you check the pockets in the clothing of humility, you won't find pride or ego or a book on doing it in my own strength. Let's look at Colossians 3:12-13, please. Colossians 3:12-13. It says, put on therefore, as the elect. Bob shared a little bit about this the other night. We are elected by God Almighty. He voted for us. As the elect of God, holy and beloved. Wow. Bowels of mercies. Kindness. Here we go. Humbleness of mind. Meekness. Long-suffering. Forbearing one another. And forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. We've heard that said to us before. If Christ can forgive us, well, what on earth, or how on earth, can we not forgive someone else? We get caught up with pride or ego. Our humbleness is put to the back burner. We need to be humble with one another, loving, and it says humbleness of mind, because that's where the battle is. That's where we get on ego trips or prideful trips. God knows us. He knows our frame. So, we want to continue to do a checkup from the neck up. I would like to close in a wonderful verse. I'll be reading out of the NLT for this one, and we will be going to Titus chapter 3, verse 2. Titus chapter 3, in verse 2. It says, they must not slander anyone and must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and slow, and show rather true humility to everyone, not just a fellow believer or someone you know, to everyone. I'm telling you, being humble will bring in a great bounty of people who become peaceful, knowing that, hey, this person is wanting to help me? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's tough sometimes, I understand, but you know what? It can be done. It can be done. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, whether physically, emotionally, mentally, with our humbleness, whatever. Christ was the perfect example. Allow me to close with this. Where is our heart when it comes to being humble unto God and with each other? Let's stand firm on His ways and be the victorious people He says we are! Exclamation point. Remembering iron sharpens iron. Let's continue to serve. Let's continue to serve with a humble heart. Please enjoy this closing song called Humble Heart, and then I will close with a prayer.
Before a living God, I bow my knee before your throne. I lay my hopes and dreams before a holy King. Come and make me your own. Find a contrite heart. Your blessing falls upon the meek.
Your blessing falls upon the
meek. May I decrease, my Lord, so you may increase more. In my weakness, you are strong. Give me humble heart. Make me pure and true. Give me a humble heart. Make me more like you. Give me a humble heart. Make me pure and true. Give me a humble heart. Make me more like you.
Gracious Heavenly Father, just like the song says, melt away whatever pride I may have, Father, because I always want to be close to you with a humble heart, Father, reaching up to you with open arms, Father, saying, I need you. Father, I thank you for everyone in your family and their lives and their significance in what they themselves only can do because of their autograph. I ask that you work within their lives, Father, that they can have words to communicate your love and the good news we have. I thank you for all of our lives, Father, that we can stand firm on your promises, and the victory is always yours. And I thank you for, again, each person and their hearts today, Father, that we can move forward with meekness, with compassion, with all the other attributes of a son or daughter of God. And so, Father, the best way I can end this prayer to you is to thank you, Lord, and praise your holy name always in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.